us, that in him we might become what? Check that out. In him, when you are in him by faith, belief, putting your faith and trust in Christ, in him you are. You are. You are positionally the righteousness of God. There is no other way. There is no other message. There's no other Messiah. There's no other anything that will match the need of the righteousness of God. It is only when we are in Christ, we have his righteousness, that we can come before the Father. That's it. So in this verse, it says, for in it, the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. That little phrase, from faith to faith, what we understand, I don't know if I can clearly describe this, but from what I understand, it's that when God is working in your soul, drawing you to himself, he places in you a measure of faith to trust him. So it's from that initial place where God is drawing you to himself, and you see and observe and you understand, I need to put my faith into Christ so that I am saved. And then you take it one step further, and that is that after we're saved by faith, then we walk by faith, right? So it's from faith, that beginning evidence of the Spirit of God, the faith that God plants in our soul, we respond to that. We are saved by faith, not of ourselves. It's a free gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then we walk by faith. So he says, the righteousness of God is revealed. And by the way, isn't it a blessing that the God of all creation, we sang those very words this morning, that the God of all creation has revealed to us through his word, through the Holy Spirit, through his creation, that he is real and that he loves us and that he wants to save us. And it says again, the righteousness of God is revealed. Isn't it good that God revealed it to you? Thank you, Lord. It's revealed from faith to faith. That is, as it is written again, the just shall live by faith. Now, a couple more things. Verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed. So we have the righteousness revealed. Now we have the wrath of God revealed. Now, most people don't like to talk about the wrath of God. Have you ever seen anybody who's filled with wrath? Somebody who's angry? Somebody who is going to exact punishment? Somebody who's going to deal out the consequence you deserved? What about this wrath of God here in verse 18? It says, for the wrath of God is revealed. Now, what's been revealed to us is the righteousness of God. And positionally in him, we have been covered by the blood of Christ. We are under the blood of Christ. We are in him. We are children of God. It says, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all, and there's two big categories, ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Okay? So these are people, after all the evidence has been shown, all the creation has been shown to them, the conscience that God has put in their soul, they have neglected. They have seen the evidence. And by the way, God says, no one is left out. I've shown it to everybody. That's why, again, when you're talking to somebody about being a Christian or believing in God, you can just know in your soul, this person has seen the truth of God. So the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, because they do what to the truth? See that word? They suppress it. It's coming in. The truth is coming in. They're catching it in their eye gate. They're catching it in their ear gate. They're seeing it in testimonies. They're watching what God has done. They're hearing about testimonies. They might be laughing at you for being a churchgoer and having a testimony and wanting to walk with God. And what do? The description of the Bible is they just suppress it right out. They just shove it right out of their lives. They don't want the truth. They are denying the truth. They are not believing. They're rejecting the truth. And it says when people, all I can say is thank God for the mercy of God that you and I have not suppressed the truth. We have humbly come before God and said, God, I need you in my life. I need you, Lord, in my life. I need you to save me. I need you to redeem me, forgive me of my sin, make me a child of God. These people suppress the truth in unrighteousness, verse 19, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. That's a stark truth. What may be known of God, God has shown it to them. I don't care what kind of an excuse a person says they have that they're not going to believe in God, they're not going to follow God. They're blaming you because you've been a hypocrite. You think any of those excuses are going to work with God? They're not. God says, I've showed it to you. I've given testimony. I've put people around you. They're not perfect people, but I put people around you who believe in God. You've heard the word. You've seen creation. And these people suppress the truth. And then it says, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. And listen to this. It's not only that God has manifested, but look at the next phrase. God has shown it to them. So every person in this room, not quite yet for Cody here, he's coming along, but every person who can think and reason, God, this is a blessing and maybe a curse for some. God has shown it to you. You see it. It's all around you. And if you're rejecting him, that's exactly what you're doing. You're rejecting him. God has shown it to you and you and you and you and you and me. God has shown it to you. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even God's eternal power and Godhead is shown. So that every man, so that they are without excuse. Now, please, we don't ever want to get judgmental over people. We just want to pray like crazy that God will reveal it to them, that God will take the blinders off of the eyes of the person who can't see because Satan's blinded the minds of the unbelieving. We want to live in such a way as best we can with humility and with to show people around us that they need Christ. But clearly God has said, I have shown them. They tend to suppress it. Don't suppress it. If you're suppressing truth right now, the best thing you could do is just humbly say, God, I'm sorry. I have been, for whatever reason, I'm angry, I'm hurt, I've been wronged, which all happen. God says, okay, I know all that. But don't suppress the truth. Don't suppress my love. Don't suppress my existence. Don't suppress my desire to be your redeemer. So that for whatever reason, the anger, the disappointment, the hurt, you miss out for eternity on what I have promised for you, what I have made possible for you. You know, in the following verses in this passage, what happens is, and we'll get there, and it's a section of Scripture that is very timely and very difficult for our society right now. But what he says is, if you suppress the truth and suppress the truth and suppress the truth and you reject the truth and you will not believe, it says God will give you over at some point to degrade your body with sinful behaviors and destroy you. Heaven forbid that we would ever give up praying for people around us or ones we love. What happens is God gives us a conscience and we suppress, and that sears our conscience. We don't listen as carefully, and we suppress, and praise God for his mercy, because even sometimes after a long lifetime of suppressing, God, he breaks in and a person comes to Christ, and we want to pray for people to be saved right up to the moment before they go to, you know, before they die. But God says in this later passage, some people who think they're wise on their own, they got it all sewed up. They figured out God, they figured out these Christian people, they figured out all this stuff, and they're wrong. God has revealed it to them. They need to respond. So I'll be done for today. I want us to be observing of the truth. I want us to be open and impacted by the evidence. I want us, when we sing these songs that talk about God, I'm amazed with you, to be amazed with him. And I want us, like Paul, to be compassionate for the people who have suppressed the truth and have not come to surrender their life to God, to be compassionate toward them so that they might find Christ. Pray for them that the Holy Spirit will touch their hearts and God will draw them so that they'll respond to Jesus. And you know, another difficulty is this pride issue. Man, I'm not going to surrender in front of these people. I'm not going to surrender. I'm not going to give in to God in front of these people. They're judging me anyway. Well, hopefully not. But if you're that person or you're thinking about that kind of stuff, just hear the promises and hear the blessing that the God of creation, who made you and knows you, wants to redeem you, help you, live in you, like John says, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Yeah, overflowing. But you have a will. You have a will. And you need to be able to say, God, I want your will in my life. I'm going to surrender my will. And I am going to put my faith and trust in you. Worship team, would you come up and let's pray. The rest of us, let's pray. God, we just talked about, you know, is there a God and does he care? And is the Bible true? And what is the right belief system? Is heaven real? How does a person get to heaven? Why is my life so confused? Can God really help me? The truth unfolds in these words of Scripture. Probably the Holy Spirit, and I may be only talking to a few people here today, but the Holy Spirit is probably knocking on your heart. It makes sense to you that you need to believe God. You need to believe in Jesus. You need to surrender your will, your way, your wisdom, and say, God, I need you in my life. I'm just going to say that There are many people around you, wherever you're sitting right now, who could pray with you, who will love you enough to listen to your story if you would like to share with them that you need to trust in Jesus. You can come up here during the singing of this song, and William has been available, and Jeanette and me and other people, many of us would just be happy to sit and pray with you and rejoice with you in the decision that you're making. So, Lord, I thank you that you have given the world of people truckloads of evidence of your existence and your love, your care, your redemption. We ask you, God, to make it clear to those who need to accept you, believe in you, put their faith from faith to faith, for the just shall walk by faith. So, Lord, thank you. Do your work. Let's stand together and worship an incredible God that we have. Let's stand.